91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
And welcome to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And the reason I'm talking before playing music tonight, except that you're hearing Slunky in the background, is that we're going to be doing a show about the voice of Eric Clapton. You know, he's mainly known, obviously, far and away for his guitar playing. In fact, it took him about 10 years before he finally was established as the main lead singer in his band. He did some singing along the way, but took about 10 years for him to develop to that point. So his earliest works really had almost no singing from him. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. In about 10 minutes, we'll tell you about the question of the week. But we're going to start out with what was the answer to last week's question of the week, Ramblin' on My Mind from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. First album and first song that Eric Clapton's voice was ever heard on from a commercial release. He did no singing with the Yardbirds, just played guitar. And even with John Mayall, he only did that one song. John Mayall more or less talked him into it because he really didn't have any confidence in his voice. And I think you'll hear that he did have a young man's voice, you know, sort of a teenaged voice, sort of thin. I'm not trying to be critical or anything, but it developed a lot over the years. At first, it was kind of thin, kind of pleasant, I think, I always thought, but not really a blues voice. And that's why he didn't really want to use it too much, because he didn't feel like he stacked up to his heroes like, you know, Muddy Waters and guys like that that had really deep, great voices, Big Bill Brunsey, fellas like that. So we're going to start out right off the bat with something from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Ramblin' on My Mind, featuring Eric Clapton singing. And they were going to play a couple of songs from Cream that are also demonstrations of how Eric, when he did some of the singing, Jack Bruce did vast majority of it, it was almost always on a blues-based song. And again, you'll hear, you know, a pleasant voice, but not exactly the blues voice that we are familiar with today. So let's start off right away with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Ramblin' on My Mind.
Thank you. she treat me so unkind?
From 4 until 8, I was wringing my hands and crying. From 4 until 8, I was wringing my hands and crying. I believe to my soul that your daddy's the girl close by. From 4 until 8, she may be an old good barroom clown. From 4 until 8, she may be an old good barroom clown. You know she won't do nothing but tell good man reputation down. A woman is like a dresser, something always running through its drawers. A woman is like a dresser, something always running through its drawers. She calls so many men to wear apron overalls. Story to tell.
So that was Eric Clapton singing the lead on the Joe Reynolds song Outside Woman Blues from Disraeli Gears. Before that, we heard 4 Until 8, the Robert Johnson song from the Fresh Cream album, and started the set off with the first recording of Eric's voice that was commercially released, Ramblin' on My Mind, from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. So again, you can see that he, you know, was really not a blues singer as such. A pleasant voice, you know, I like it. I think a lot of people do. But he was not really, you know, crazy about his own singing. And so Jack Bruce did the vast majority of the singing with Cream. And even with the next group, Blind Faith, Steve Winwood did all the singing, even on the song Presence of the Lord that Winwood insisted Eric sing because he wrote the song, but Eric wouldn't, so Steve Winwood did it. And then the group that he followed that with, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, he did none of the singing because they had great singers, Delaney and Bonnie especially. And it was actually Delaney Bramlett that told Eric, you know, God has given you a gift and he's going to take it away if you don't use it. Well, that was his philosophy anyway. So Eric thought about that and he thought, you know, maybe you're right. So he basically talked Eric into doing his first solo album and he started using his voice with a little bit more power. But you can hear on the song we're going to play, Bottle of Red Wine, you can hear that Delaney has obviously got the stronger voice than Eric. So he's still kind of feeling his way a little bit, but developing a little bit. And after that, we're going to play the dreaded Layla. We're going to actually play that song for you. And you're going to hear a big, big improvement in Eric's vocals on that song. So first, Bottle of Red Wine.
Get your man a bottle of red wine.
And that was Layla, of course. And I think there's a good example of how far Eric's vocals came just by 1970 under the tutelage of Delaney Bramlett. Had a rasp there, a certain amount of power. It's really starting to come into his own. Before that, we heard A Bottle of Red Wine from Eric Clapton's first solo album released in 1970, and that was penned by Delaney Bramlett, and he was sharing the singing on that. And you can hear the contrast between the powerful voice of Delaney and the thinner, you know, I don't know if I should say weaker, but, you know, different voice of Eric. So after the break, we're going to play a couple more Derek and the Dominoes songs. And the next one is Any Day. It's going to serve to show how different Bobby Whitlock's really powerful voice, really bluesy voice was from Eric's voice, which had already come a long way, but how they blended beautifully and it just really worked together well. And after that, we're going to play one more Derek and the Dominoes song that features Eric singing by himself on a blues number. But before the break, I forgot about 10 minutes ago, I wanted to tell you about the question of the week. So we're doing it a little bit late tonight. But if you want to give us a call at 908-852-4545 and be the first one with the correct answer, you can win, let's see, what is it? It's two tickets to Sussex County Fairgrounds. It's a fine craft fair, the 44th annual fine craft fair. So you get a one-day pass for either the 27th or the 28th. And the question is, There's one album, that, to my knowledge, that's a music album, so it's not like a documentary or something like that, that features Eric only talking. So it's the only spoken word record that I'm aware of that Eric had anything to do with. I mean, it's not a spoken word record, but his part was spoken word only. So what's the name of the album? That's about all you'd have to tell me, I guess. So 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. We're going to take a break and play those Dominoes songs.
Hi, this is your Golden Gup.
And Lulu, inviting you to join us for the Happy Foot Request Party, right after the Sinatra Hour, Sundays at 12 noon.
For the most danceable 50s and 60s era rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and charted gems to be heard anywhere this side of the moon. Right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Public Radio from Centenary College.
Historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year.
Coming to the Blairstown Theater on Saturday, October 11th, The Royal Scam.
Tickets and information available online at thehbt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Would you like to accelerate your career with a bachelor's degree or MBA so that you can get promoted, earn a higher salary, and take on more interesting work? Centenary College offers flexible degree programs that are specifically designed to meet the busy schedules of working adults. Convenient one night per week and online classes let you earn your degree in about 2 years. Discover the Centenary College School of Professional Studies at centenarycollege.edu/adult to learn how your dream career can be just a degree away.
Talking and I thought I heard it say. gotta be a fool to understand.
Yes.
To bring your woman back home that she's left you for another. You gotta be a...
WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Have you ever loved a woman?
that you just love. So much shame. It's a shame to see.
Derek and the Dominoes with Have You Ever Loved a Woman from the album In Concert. And that, of course, featured Eric Clapton singing lead. And he was, you know, singing the blues, but I hate to be a downer, but, you know, he never really thought that his voice really was a bluesy kind of voice. It wasn't as deep and as gruff as the guys that he admired most. And he took a lot of criticism for that, especially over the next 15 or 20 years when he kind of changed his singing, as we'll see after the break when we play something from his release, 461 Ocean Boulevard. But, you know, it was felt by critics and a lot of people that, it's nice, but it just doesn't hold up to his playing. His guitar playing is incredible, and his voice, you know, whatever. So it always kind of bothered him. But anyway, what we're going to do after the break is we're going to play the release 461 Ocean Boulevard. We're going to play a song called Let It Grow, which is his first release after his self-imposed 3 years of exile and hibernation. And you'll see that he changed his voice quite a bit, and it kind of stayed that way for about 15 or 20 years. He kind of took a much more laid-back approach, still sang blues songs here and there, but took a very much laid-back approach. So Let It Grow right after the break.
Hi, this is Galen from Pickwick, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Tommy Malone, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. And that's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey. Branded Screen Printing is a full-service silk screener who can print your logo onto shirts, mugs, magnets, signs, and other promotional items. Their work is on display on WNTI t-shirts. More information on Branded Screen Printing's products and capabilities available by phone at 908-879-7411 for Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey.
Thanks to the financial support of our listeners, WNTI continues to be the place where great music lives. But we are also thankful to the many underwriters who support public radio from Centenary College. Many of our underwriters have been longtime supporters of WNTI. We invite you to visit our list of WNTI underwriters on our website, WNTI.org. Please support the businesses and organizations that keep the great music on WNTI playing every day.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs, to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know, plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it flow in the sun, the rain, the snow.
Nothing left to show. Plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow. Rest is up to you. Plant your love and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow.
And that's Let It Grow from Eric's comeback album, 461 Ocean Boulevard. And from that point on, he just decided to really minimize his guitar playing, let the band shine a little bit more. He was done with this Guitar Hero stuff, and he just wanted to be minimalist about it. And his singing followed suit. It was kind of laid back in comparison. By the way, there's a particular singer. I'm not going to tell you who it is because we're going to save it for a question of the week in a week or two, probably. There's a particular singer that was very influential on Eric during this period of time. He sort of learned some new techniques about singing, especially live, but we'll talk about that in a week or two. So we're going to play, right, by the way, this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I have to take a station break. It's 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're going to fast forward quite a bit, but we're going to go right past a track called Forever Man on the album Behind the Sun and go right into an album that came out 5 years ago with Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton live from Madison Square Garden singing and playing Forever Man. And you're going to hear the difference in the power in Eric's voice at that concert compared to what he was doing on Behind the Sun, which was already, you know, he was already kind of gaining ground in terms of using his voice by the time Behind the Sun came out. It was a really kind of a breakthrough album for him. But we're going to play it mainly from the Madison Square Garden album with Steve Winwood. But on the second verse where Winwood sings, we're going to kind of segue back into the Behind the Sun version. So just listen to this.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood performing Forever Man on the Live from Madison Square Garden album. So you can hear the power in Eric's voice as it gained strength over the years. Really learned how to use it to good effect, and especially when he's singing the blues. Hey, I wanted to tell you about the answer to this week's trivia, or question of the week, rather. Nobody called, even. I guess it was a weird question. But the question was, what is the name of an album that's a music album, but Eric contributed only spoken word to it? And the answer is Frank Zappa, or the Mothers of Invention, actually, were only in it for the money. So let's hear Are You Hung Up? And this is going to be Eric speaking to us, words of wisdom.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up? It was strung up. Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
And then Jimmy Carl Black takes over. And he actually contributed something. That was the beginning of Side A, and now we're going to hear nasal retentive calliope music from Side B.
God, it's God. I say God.
And that's it. That's Eric Clapton speaking on Frank Zappa's album. So, hey, we're going to play something now that also demonstrates how strong Eric's voice got as he juxtaposes it with B.B. King on the album Riding with the King, Days of Old. And we're going to see if we have time for another track after that. I'll see if I could fit it in.
Well, the king breaks the rule because every man is known.
Yeah, that was B.B. King with Eric Clapton from the album Riding with the King. We heard Days of Old. And that's, I think, a good example of how far Eric came as a singer from all the way back in the days of John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with that version of Ramblin' on My Mind to where he's at today. He's a great singer today. Say, we're going to play a little bit in the background something from the Unplugged album. This is actually from the rehearsals. And unfortunately, we don't have enough time for another song. And I can only play so many Eric Clapton billed songs because of the federal government that have these really bizarre restrictions on us, on any radio station that streams. And it's hard to explain, but it's actually true. We can only play so much for one artist per 3-hour period. It's crazy. But I don't want to, you know, say that I played his Eric Clapton song. So we're going to hear it in the background. I'm going to tell you about a couple of things, take about a minute and a half to tell you about a change in our schedule. Friday nights, of course, you're familiar with, you know, David Dye's World Cafe, and then after that, Trevor B. Power with Into the 10 O'Clock Hour, followed by KDO Radio. And after that, at midnight, we will now hear Global Mix with Lloyd Jones from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. You're used to hearing him on Saturday from 2 to something, 5, I think, or 6. But now he's going to be on Saturday morning, actually, Friday night, midnight, till Sunday morning, or Saturday morning, 4 a.m., the weekly feed will now be heard at Monday at 12 a.m. and into the 1 o'clock hour after Sandman Sean with Everything, Anything Alternative. The other thing I want to tell you about is our survey of WNTI Stage. If you go to WNTI.org and poke around enough, you'll find a survey page where you can submit your comments on what you loved about WNTI Stage and what you didn't love so much. Things that we can improve music-wise, in terms of the acts we selected, even the vendors, you know, anything you want to tell us, we're listening, because it's all about making you happy and getting you your money's worth. So this has been Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we've been talking about Eric as a singer. Of course, known mostly for his guitar playing, but also has come to be a very good singer later in life. He improved quite a bit over the years. So stay tuned. Next week, we're going to play a couple more of those kind, but we're going to just be playing a whole bunch of Eric Clapton. So up next is Mike the Hippie after E-Town.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.